flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What a weekend. Good morning. Happy Monday. A lot of ground to cover today. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. John.
Busy sports weekend.
A lot going on.
Yeah. Who would have thunk it? It's, and I'll jump right into real quick the Jack Flaherty news. We talk about this all the time here in Detroit because we've been selling so many different teams and seasons. And all of a sudden, hey, It's always brought up, well, could we trade him at the trade deadline because he's on an expiring contract and then re-sign him in the offseason? And it never happens.
It doesn't work that way until it does. And, you know, I think it says one thing. It says normally when you're selling, you're going to be losing. They sold and they won and they're winning people over, like actual MLB free agents over. Now, you got to pay, too, and I'm sure that's a huge part of it, too. But Jack Flaherty's back. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think he's back for a couple of reasons. One, the money.
Yeah, hello.
That's a few reasons. But I think there's also this sentiment, whether it's the Tigers are on the rise and here to stay for years to come as a playoff contender, or for pitchers, it's just Chris Fetter is the destination. Like an individual, a coach is the destination because of what he's been able to do in getting guys ready for the trade deadline, but basically re-energizing their careers to, you know, past glory years.
So bear with us today. We are going to talk about the thing you want to hear about. We just have to talk about all of it. We got 4 hours to do it. Mm-hmm. Jack Flaherty, that's exciting news. Plus the fact that they're not out on Bregman and can build on it. But I don't want to make everything about Bregman. Flaherty deserves time in and of itself to discuss what that move means for the Tigers. The Red Wings, you heard in the update, they've won 6 in a row now.
Oh, if they're, the season ended today.
They're in the playoffs, John. You know how that makes me feel. So
hey, did
we're
you
excited.
Wind up the vehicle this morning? You twist the
yes, John.
The thing on the back that makes it go, and then all of a sudden, hey, you're zooming down the road where the flag's flying.
We had the hamsters working overtime to get that thing on the road today. And yeah, I'm loving what we're doing right now. This is great.
You didn't answer my question.
No, I don't have currently the flags flying on the car. Sorry to disappoint you, but I think everybody's feeling good about our hockey team.
Yes.
So they've won 6 in a row. DeBrincat has the OT winner. They were on fumes playing their third game in 4 nights. They were outshot badly in the third period. I think one total shot on goal in the third period. But they win. They keep winning. And yes, as you wake up today, the Red Wings are in the playoffs. Pistons.
I did not see that coming. I don't know why I didn't see that coming. You've been itching for that all weekend, I'm sure.
It's right there. Stayed up late on Saturday night. And because I stayed up late on Saturday night, I was awake when this Luka trade happened. More on that in a second. Pistons are in the playoffs. JB Bickerstaff will join us today at 8:35. Pistons head coach, deadline coming up on Thursday. Team's got a couple home games this week. Good chance to check in with the Pistons head coach. This Luka thing. Can we talk about this Luka thing?
Oh, my goodness. You said you had stayed up to watch the Wings, and did you see it on the ticker? Did it come across
it on
the phone?
Yeah.
I obviously, as most people, woke up on Sunday morning to that news, and I turned on SportsCenter, I'm eating my breakfast, and I see on the bottom line, Luka is traded to the Lakers. And I thought, what in the what world did I wake up in? I just didn't. No one heard whisper. Nope. No one heard rumor. There wasn't any inkling that this was going down. And then all of a sudden, it hit you in the face. And I was shocked, absolutely shocked.
I thought Shams was hacked. Like when I saw the tweet that night after, I'm like, somebody has his password. This isn't real life. No, Luka's not being traded to the Lakers. You're out of your mind. And then everybody starts going, no, this is real. This is confirmed, can confirm. ESPN tweets it, posts it, it's everywhere. I couldn't believe it.
Best reaction out there was Garza. Meaning Luka Garza?
Yeah, right. That would make more sense.
I think it was either Booker or Durant that said that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then you try to figure out why. I haven't really seen a good explanation. I can't really make sense of why this happened.
It's because the NBA doesn't want you to know the real reason.
If you do a conspiracy theory, right now.
It's bad enough I got Valeni arguing that Taylor Swift has a button to alter football games.
You don't have to look far to hear about a conspiracy theory or multiple conspiracy theories about why this happened.
Right.
Anywhere from the NBA ratings are down, so the NBA said, hey, the future of the NBA is Luka Garza. He can't be in Dallas. He needs to be in L.A.
Luka Doncic.
What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, yes, yes. Sorry, you got me. You got me on it, yeah. Luka needs to be in L.A. And so all of a sudden, your ears perk up a little bit because I don't know that the return for Dallas is worthy of sending Luka anywhere.
No.
And so maybe it's a ratings, right? You got to find a way to get more eyeballs. Where do you want to have eyeballs? Well, it's on the Lakers. And there were others that thought, that went down the rabbit hole of conspiracies that said, well, they just want to get LeBron one more title before he retires.
One more crack at this.
Yeah, and this in and of itself doesn't get them over the top.
No.
But it
makes them interesting.
The trade deadline is not until Thursday.
Bum, bum.
So who else does the NBA want to send to L.A.?
Okay.
Let's wait and see.
Not to feed this, but the Lakers do have a history of ending up with stars who they didn't draft. Wilt, Kareem, Shaq, depending on what you want to do with Kobe. Technically, they got him on draft night. LeBron and now Luka. These players, they didn't draft him. They ended up getting him anyway. And I don't understand it from the Mavs standpoint. Because we've seen some attempts at explanation.
Yeah.
Luka was a little chubby. He didn't work out enough. He wasn't committed to his conditioning. And he's 38-8 and had you in the finals last year.
Right.
You weren't sold that he was going to be in Dallas long term with a max contract looming. Pause. Okay, fine. Shop him to the entire league. The fact that they only shopped him to the Lakers is why the return was so minuscule. John, just to give people context, if Cade Cunningham had been traded for Anthony Davis in a first-round pick, I would be irate. And Luka's far more established than Cade.
Oh, yeah.
Mikal Bridges was traded for 5 first-round picks last summer. And Luka's traded for a 31-year-old, will be 32, and Anthony Davis, who also, by the way, can't stay healthy, and a 2029 first-round pick. It made no sense.
Right. There's an element of Anthony Davis that is similar to Blake Griffin when the Pistons got him.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, you might get a splash at the beginning. I mean, they said they did it for defense. Well, they gave up 144 last night. Now, Davis didn't play.
Right. Like, I don't know if he was 91 in the first half?
I don't know if he can prevent 31 points roughly in a game. But seriously, his nickname is Street Clothes.
Yep.
That's what Charles Barkley calls Anthony Davis, Street Clothes. That's awesome, by the way.
Yes.
But I hate the conspiracy thing, but it's hard to, when Jim just said all those things and not shopping around the league, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
And my reaction was, because I've talked about Luka on the show here, how I think, we always did the 25 under 25. How good is the future of the NBA? Because a lot of your stars are aging stars. LeBron will eventually retire. And I mean, all of that. But Luka was always kind of the showpiece of those that were, you know, he's currently 25. Mm-hmm. He's not currently playing because of whether it's Achilles or calf, whatever it is. He hasn't played since before Christmas. But he is certainly probably the biggest star. Certainly, probably, like, get your adjectives right. I think he's certainly the biggest star of those that are 25 or younger.
Yeah.
And I like him. Part of why I like him is he wears 77 as a basketball player.
They traded the alpha but NBA superstar in his prime.
Right. And so I'm looking at it going, now I have to, if I want to root for him, I have to root for the Lakers. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Don't, by the way, you're going to get another Lakers-Celtics here, too. That's
right.
Another.
That buys into the ratings for the NBA. The ratings have been down. How do we get them up? Well, let's get a Lakers versus Celtics final. LeBron in his final season. Luka, could he get his first title against Boston?
I'd take him in a heartbeat to get out of the West right now. I wouldn't think twice about them beating the Thunder in a 7-game series. You have two A-caliber stars, and you don't get that very often in the NBA. Honestly, what's the greatest? You might have the greatest duo here. Seriously.
It's arguable, yeah. Look, sports world was upside down on Saturday night, and I don't think anybody has put it back together as we sit here on Monday morning. 248-539-9797. We'll dedicate some more time to Jack Flaherty at 6:35, what that move means for him and for the Tigers. 6:50, the Wings. Just how far will they go? But your thoughts on Luka next, 97.1.
Hey, we got a brief warm-up today, but it is still winter. It's going to be cold. Don't let the cold creep into your house. If you need your furnace service today, get it done. Do what I did and call Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, the best prices, and they offer same-day service. Plus, there's a 5-year warranty, so you know you are covered. Save a bundle with their winter bundle. Up to $1,500 in savings when you buy a new furnace, AC, and generator. Call for details or visit MastercraftHeating.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Sitting stunned on Saturday night. This is one of the most shocking trades in all of sports.
Has that ever happened to you where you've been a fan, and not locally, right? Because I think you brought up a great point. If this had happened in Detroit and they traded Cade for Anthony Davis and you got the same deal,
yeah.
I would have been beyond beside myself.
We'd be livid.
And this is, I mean, Luka is a much more established star who's in the finals last year. And has there ever been a player that you were a fan of just because they were just so good at what they did? And there really wasn't a lot of controversy surrounding them for really anything. And then all of a sudden they're traded to a team that you just despise.
Because that's what you're going through.
Yeah. I mean, so my wife, I got to be careful. She's not getting back till tonight. So I can say whatever I want right now.
She's a Lakers fan.
She's a huge Lakers fan. And part of it is, right, she grew up and it was the Kobe era. Mm. And so, you know, her brother, her late brother, was a huge Kobe Bryant fan, Lakers fan. So, you know, she holds on to that because it's every time she cheers for the Lakers, it's like she is watching a game with her brother.
Yeah.
And so I'm very cautious in how I talk about the Lakers at home. But I mean, she also doesn't understand the history that we have with the Lakers and the Bad Boys era and just the, you know, they're kind of the evil empire. They're the Alabama. They're the Cowboys. They're whatever you want. You know, the team that you just love to hate.
Because the rest of the league looks at them and goes, well, they got Luka. They got LeBron.
Right.
They got Shaq, who they didn't draft. Yeah. He just chooses them. Kareem leaves Milwaukee to go to L.A. Wilt ends up in L.A. Like, they always end up with one of these guys.
They're the Dodgers because they could just spend more money, right? And it's...
But it's not even... You can't spend more money in the NBA. They just win because they're the brand. Because they are the Lakers. And that's... They insist upon themselves. Like, it's very annoying.
It's nauseating. And so now I'm forced with, can I really cheer for Luka? Because if I do, I'm cheering for the Lakers. Like, I can't do it anymore. I just can't.
The deal makes no sense. If the Mavs didn't want to keep him, you shop him to the league because you could have gotten everything. I saw an anonymous GM said they would have given up, quote, everything. Mikal Bridges for 5 first-round picks was last offseason. Luka's worth 10 first-round picks by that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the idea that they pulled this off in the dead of night without working the market makes no sense at all.
Like, if the Pistons knew he was on the market, could they have made any sort of trade without Cade?
Probably not.
Because Anthony Davis he's playing well right now. I don't think the
trade. I would have made that trade.
There's not much.
I would have put Cade in there.
You would have put Cade in?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I probably would have, too. I'm kind of still chewing on that a little bit, but.
Oh, that's not even a. I don't even know if there's a decision. That's apples and oranges. I would have taken Luka in a heartbeat.
I think I would have, too.
And send you a couple of firsts.
And a couple, like, players, too. Right?
Sure.
And yet Dallas took street clothes and a 2029.
I think the one I would want to keep with Luka would have been Durin.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
The one.
I can't even fathom it. I still can't fathom it. Like, in Detroit sports, our biggest comparison might be when they traded for Miggy or Hasek.
Hasek was surprising to me because I was camping. I come home on a Saturday night and I turn on ESPN. I see it on the bottom line. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
For Kozlov? I think the return might be the comparison there.
Yes.
Although Hasek was at the end of his career. That's the part I can't get past on this is that Luka, as long as he can just stay in shape here, doesn't have some crazy thing going on in his life that we don't know about or something.
At least a decade.
He's got a 10-year run as an NBA first team all-star.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that was available.
And I'd like
that doesn't become available in a trade. Once in a while, it hits free agency. It never becomes available in a trade.
And I'd like to stress that this Luka that they don't like very much because he's out of shape was 38-8 and had them in the NBA Finals a year ago. So pudgy, out of shape Luka is one of the three best players in the sport. Imagine if at any point he gets a little more serious about his diet as he gets older. I mean, come on, guys, trading him away for a song.
How about this on Twitch? If the NBA really was rigged for viewers, they might go Lakers versus Cavs.
Oh, I saw that.
LeBron, in potentially his final season, faces off against the team where his NBA career began. I mean, okay, insert any team in the East versus LeBron. Obviously, the Celtics, the market, the two-time, you know, they're going for back-to-back titles. And, you know, you'll have increased viewers. Or Cleveland. That's a great take.
248-539-9797. We have a lot to do on today's show. Luka will make an appearance as we continue that conversation. We'll also get into Jack Flaherty. Jack is back, John. It's after Heather's news.
Well, last night were the Grammy Awards, and the Grammys were just as much about the LA fires as they were about music. So the show even ended with local firefighters being brought on stage so that the crowd obviously could cheer for them. They also announced Album of the Year, which Beyonce took home for Cowboy Carter. It was Beyonce's first win in this category, despite four previous nominations. And either way, she's the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy history. Cowboy Carter also won Best Country Album, which is pretty cool. Now, in addition to honoring first responders, the show raised more than $7 million just from viewers watching at home. So they were raising a lot of money for the victims of the California wildfires, which is pretty cool. Sunday was a big day for groundhogs. Man, groundhogs everywhere were just emerging from their burrows to decide, am I going to see my shadow or am I not?
Yeah.
So let's see. Did you know that we have an official groundhog here in Michigan?
I did. I can't remember the...
Woody.
Yes.
He emerged from his burrow and he said, you know what? We're going to get an early spring, which is great news for us Michiganders, right? He did not see his shadow. However, the big guy, Punxsutawney Phil, who everybody knows about, he emerged and he saw his shadow, which
he
means...
cast a bigger shadow.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know...
Several more weeks
of winter. Womp, womp.
I don't know. That's conflicting reports to me.
It is. Yeah. And then if you want to know... if you want to know what meteorologists think... if you really want an early spring, they say get out of town and head to Florida. Like we're not getting one.
Spring already?
yeah, exactly. Like if that's what you want, go for
head to
it. Go
SoCal, Florida, Arizona.
Did we have to get a meteorologist opinion on that? I could have told you that. Go somewhere warm if you want it to be warm.
Yes.
Come on.
Flip a coin.
I know. Tragic news over this weekend. The family of that little boy who died on Friday in a hyperbaric chamber explosion has hired Figer Law Firm to represent them. A spokesperson for the firm says the explosion was an unimaginable tragedy. Immeasurable Loss says that they will investigate every aspect of this matter and will report their findings in due time. I think you probably all heard about it. It's news that obviously sent shockwaves over the state and Metro Detroit. But I mean, I saw this story everywhere. I mean, I saw it in People. It rocked the nation. The tragedy happened at the Oxford Center in Troy Friday morning. We don't know exactly what this little 5-year-old Thomas Cooper was being treated for, but he was in that hyperbaric chamber when it exploded. His mother, standing right next to it, was also injured. Her arms were injured. Just devastating. The cause of the explosion is under investigation by the Troy Fire Department. Oh, man. This year's Faster Horses Music Festival that takes place here in Michigan has been canceled. So organizers released a statement on Friday afternoon that said, "Dear fans, we have made the decision to pause Faster Horses in 2025. We are taking the year to make plans for a bigger and better Faster Horses for our fans who deserve the absolute best." They say that, hey, we love our friends at the Michigan International Speedway. We love the community. We love all those behind the scenes. And they hope that, you know, we continue to have live music here in Michigan. Bummer for those who go, but it sounds like there's several reasons that could be contributing to this. I guess there's been this general downturn in people attending these big music festivals. This was a 3-day festival. Like, I guess Coachella last year, it was hard for them to sell out tickets. The cost of tickets is rising, which is hard for people to go. And they're having trouble finding fresh headline acts as well. So
it's disappointing. And, and it's disappointing that, one, as fans, we don't get a chance to experience it. It's also disappointing. There's a lot of local businesses that really counted on that and even the lead up to those 3 days.
Definitely. Michiganders have some of the cleanest mouths in America. Oh. And I don't mean like we don't swear a lot, like not that type of clean, like literal clean, like we're taking good care of our oral hygiene is what the data shows.
That's because they all listen to Jim.
I know. That's they're getting to the dentist on time. So data from, you know, on dental habits, on oral health was collected, and Michigan was one of the top 5 states with the healthiest mouth. So Illinois, number 1, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, number 4, and Connecticut came out on the top 5. Those with the dirtiest mouths, Arkansas, last place, Mississippi, West Virginia, Texas, and Louisiana.
Jokes write themselves.
Mississippi is always last.
Uh-huh, yes. Where was West Virginia, did you say?
They were at number 49.
Oh, so, 49, yeah. Yes, yes.
Not surprising.
Yes, yes. The inventors of the toothbrush. Everywhere else, it would have been the teeth brush. I get you every time on that one.
Heather with the news.
The dad jokes continue.
Jack is back. Flaherty in a Tiger uniform. We'll talk about it next. 97.1. What was that, Ken? One more time, Ken. Oh, it just sounds so good. Long way to go, but a big win again for the Red Wings, who are now officially in the playoffs.
Weren't we here the last year?
John, we were.
Okay.
But doesn't it feel a little different? We'll talk about it at 6:50. Doesn't it feel a little different?
What are you pointing at me for, Tom? I just brought up the obvious.
We'll get to the obvious. First, Jack Flaherty's back. John, your reaction? This never happens. You trade a player away at the deadline, then you get him back in the offseason. It's a huge win for Scott Harris, who added Trey Sweeney, a top 100 hitting prospect, makes the playoffs without Flaherty, and then re-signs him.
How many times have we said, whether it's here or in other radio lives, hey, he's on an expiring contract, you could send him over there, get something in return, which they did, and then we always say, well, in the offseason, he could come back. And they never do! And then Jack Flaherty returns. This is shaping up to be maybe the best pitching staff in all of Major League Baseball. Obviously, you've got the best pitcher in Major League Baseball in Tarek Skubal. And then you start piecing together some of these other pieces. Now, you've got to see it. It's going to have to happen. And it's going to have to be paired with some run support. And hopefully, they're not done adding there.
Right. Buster Olney with the update that they are still in on Alex Bregman. The Tigers are still pursuing Bregman. They do need bats. Flaherty makes a lot of sense. He has the familiarity with Fetter. They unlocked something special a year ago. They did the pitching chaos, but you got to get through 162, and I think they know that, which is why you invest in someone like Flaherty. I mean, to be fair, is Jackson Jobe going to be on the opening day roster? And if he is, are we really going to believe that there's no innings limit or restriction on a young arm? Like, you need some horses at the top of your rotation. And Flaherty was that last season. And the deal, yeah, it's another one of these short-term deals, but I get it for a player who's been inconsistent, right? I mean, at worst, this is a 2-year commitment for the Tigers.
Well, there's some protections for the player and the team.
Yeah.
And these are great deals because the team is protected. And I mean, okay, so what is it, 15 games that he has to start, and you know, there's things change for 26.
The structure for Jack Flaherty, it's a 2-year, $35 million contract, but it does have that bonus in there. So it's $25 million this year, and then he can choose to opt out. The guaranteed salary for 2026 is only $10 million, but it can get as high as 20 if he starts 15 games this season. He is likely going to opt out of even 20 because it'd be a pay cut in year two unless he gets injured or struggles. So it's really to his benefit more than the team. But from the Tigers' standpoint, this isn't some 5-year commitment for an inconsistent arm. And if he pitches well, which is everybody's belief, he pitched very well here a year ago, you're going to get a phenomenal year. He'll opt out, and then you can restructure from there and try to keep him. It would be clear he'd have pitched 2 years here, and you'd have a real shot.
Yeah, and I mean, so in 23, he pitched 29 games for two teams. And in 24, he pitched 28 games for two teams.
Yeah.
Now you get a chance, because he is technically on a two-year deal, it doesn't sound like he would be a guy that would be on the trading block if things don't go well. He could be for a third year in a row, but it's just simply, can they find enough offense to make a go at things?
Yeah, I mean, you know how this conversation is going to go. Right. We're going to talk about the same guy. But it doesn't even have to be exclusively Bregman. The Tigers have one of the best farm systems in all of baseball. If for some reason Bregman is being offered the most years and money by the Tigers and refuses to come here, then you make a trade. And Harris has said recently, this offseason, that they will do that.
Yeah, all the options are on the table.
So, yes, maybe we could set the Bregman thing aside here. You know how I feel. I know how you feel. The audience has weighed in. Yes, we all want Alex Bregman to get it done today. And maybe Flaherty shows good faith that they're going to spend a little bit.
So that
and
was
that they
want
to win a little bit, and maybe that greases the skids. And if not, then you still have to address it in some way.
This is a guy who's going to play once every five games. But they did pay the man. So is this a sign that even we have been talking about, we're out of patience. Mm-hmm. We're out of patience for a team that has struggled for so long. They make the playoffs last year. They make a historic run. And then we wanted shock and awe this offseason. We haven't gotten shock and awe. It's been more of a slow drip, but they have made some additions. And by all accounts, they are still in the sweepstakes for Bregman. And maybe it's just, hey, AJ, you need to sell him on Detroit. You need to sell him for being here, because it doesn't sound, to me, this sounds more like he just doesn't want to come to Detroit. He would like to go anywhere but.
If Detroit does have the best offer on the table, that is the only conclusion you could draw. And I say if because we haven't seen numbers, and Boris clients typically take the most money. We don't have a firm update on Bregman today. The Tiger rotation for next season, though, John, if you start to map this out, Tarek Skubal, Jack Flaherty, 1-2 punch at the top. That's pretty great. Reese Olson is your three.
Yeah.
Alex Cobb, probably your four.
Yeah.
And then it's got to be Jobe, Mize, some kind of fifth. Am I missing somebody?
Jobe.
Well, Jobe's not pitching 200 innings this year. I hate to break it to people.
Maeda?
Oh, sorry. Maeda's still on this team.
I'm sorry.
No. I mean, he's one of their most expensive players next season.
Yeah, but did they find a way to maximize where he is in his career by making him a middle reliever?
A low-leverage reliever, probably. Yeah.
I doubt that yet. I think they're going to give him another shot. Just my hunch.
Okay.
He took it really personal what happened, and I think he has probably worked harder than most guys would in the offseason to try to salvage. He was embarrassed. It's the whole Japanese kind of heritage respect thing that a lot of those guys have, that he took it like way more personal than most guys. So I think they're going to give him a shot. Who knows? He might not make it out of spring if he looks bad.
Right.
I honestly think right now with this and Cobb that I'm not quite sure Jobe's on the opening day roster. And I got to loosely ask you here because I don't know the answer. Did he start his clock by being up in the postseason?
I don't believe so. No.
So they could
do the service time manipulation. Jobe could be up in May.
Yeah. I think that's on the table right now.
Oh, I think so too.
Then what you do there is you save his innings for later in the year.
Yep. Makes sense to me.
And I'm fine with that, I think.
This is not like any smarm. I don't have an issue with it. Especially if you can justify a real five-man rotation without him.
Right.
Which you're one step closer to with Jack Flaherty.
It seems like, and I said this, they have put together a really good pitching staff again. And it has taken some time. And I just urge Tigers fans to, again, still be patient and let spring training get here. Let the season begin, because if Bregman is going to sign, it doesn't mean he signs by the 12th when pitchers and catchers report. It doesn't mean he even signs by the 22nd, which is the first game, spring training game. that they're going to have. It doesn't mean that he even signs at the beginning of the year. We saw guys not sign until a week or two in that were Boras clients.
Right, but you're sitting here in a window right now pretty soon where if you want him and you're playing this cat and mouse game, the second an injury happens, you have exposed yourself. Because if that's what you got to start watching, once the game starts especially, you guys usually don't get hurt in spring training warm-ups and all that leading up to spring training games. But if you see an injury and the Tigers are going to go after him, and all of a sudden somebody has a need, especially a big contender, that's a Scott Harris big.
How much – I'm curious to our listeners as well, though, if the numbers are what we think they are, best – most money, most years, yet he doesn't want to come to Detroit. Do you really care to up the ante and make him want to be here if he doesn't want to be here? Like we went through that with a Pistons coach, and I don't, maybe it's different for a player, but if he doesn't honestly want to be here, how much do you actually want him here?
John, for context, Chapman signed on March 2nd last year.
Right.
So we're still a month out from that. So, yeah. I mean, as long as this thing has dragged on, and as much as I think we all want it to be over with, we want him here, but we also want it over with. It could still go on another month.
Well, spring games start the 22nd.
I know John's got it in his email every day. Countdown until
the countdown. Yep.
It's like the Georgia clock in the Michigan locker room, right?
9 days till pitchers and catchers. 248-539-9797. The latest, Jack Flaherty. As a ticket texter puts it, this is a big boy move. It's awesome. Texter Dave in Detroit says, I want to be greedy, though. Add Bregman, and I think this team can win the Central. I think we're all on the same page there. Red Wings in the playoffs next, 97-1.
Hey, Super Bowl 59. It's this Sunday, one game, two teams, endless possibilities, and there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook. Whether you're predicting the first touchdown, who's going to take home the MVP, or who's going to win the coin toss, FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every single moment. With live betting all game long, you can jump into the action, adjust your bets, and ride the wave of excitement from the moment it kicks off to the final whistle. Plus, to make the Super Bowl even sweeter, new customers can score $200 when you make your first bet. Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you're going to get $200 in bonus bets. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Music to our ears. Ken Cal on the call. Everything's going well right now.
Yeah.
Pistons are above 500. JB Bickerstaff will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Piston head coach. Tigers add Jack Flaherty. Jack is back. It's basically a one-year deal, but $25 million for that first year, and then he's got an option beyond that. Still need bats, but spending a little bit of money. Keep pushing this in the right direction. And then our hockey team, John. How about our Red Wings?
Trending towards those four teams. All four major sports being playoff teams in one 12-month period. It's been a fun ride, obviously with some low moments.
Yeah.
Not making the NFC Championship game, being one of them, having to watch the Super Bowl this weekend, being one of them. But there's a little bit of a salve for those open wounds because the Wings, since they made the coaching change, are on this blistering pace. And the Pistons, now that we are confirmed, I'm sure you guys talked about it on Friday, mm-hmm. Cade is an all-star.
Certifiable.
And they're way outkicking their coverage and outperforming anything that we thought this team was possible of this year. And we're just having a good time. Enjoy every minute of it.
Wings are 14-4-1 since the coaching change.
Yeah, talk about blister. I mean, that's the definition of a blistering pace.
7 in a row and now 6 in a row, two prolonged stretches of effing hockey. And John, you've already kind of teased me, we were here a year ago and they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like this is different? Or maybe you're not there yet. Maybe it's too familiar. But I think this is not Lalonde who let them languish. This is McClellan who, when they lose, snap right back and go on a run. They're playing much better hockey in basically every measurable way. Power play, penalty kill, goals against. Only two allowed each game, two or fewer in each of these wins. Everything's better.
So, and maybe it is just trying to get over the narrative of how this season started. I felt like last year's roster was built more to be to finish the thing last year and be a playoff hockey team. But they didn't have the coaching. Obviously, they didn't have the coaching to go along with it. Now it feels like they've got the coaching, and is the roster just good enough to be able to get in? So that's where I'm going through in my mind. Do I think that they're going to be a playoff team? And I ultimately, yes, I do think that they're going to be in the playoffs. I think this is something that we can trust. The results are trustable at this point.
Yeah, because it's not a hot week or a 2-week stretch. They've gone out on the road. They're ripping through Western Canada right now. I mean, this is more than a month now of Todd McClellan hockey. It's, you know, the other thing too, John, is it's younger players that are leading the way, which to me are players that have more. They have another gear they haven't even tapped into. And so I look at Casper on the first line. I look at Johansson playing with Edvinson, two rookies in the top four. I look and I see young players, Berggren, getting a little more involved offensively. And I think, yeah, I don't know why they have to go backwards, why they have to slow down here.
Well, and here's why I think it's trustable. And this is something I have said since they made the coaching change, and they were on that first 7-game win streak, is what happens when they lose? How do they respond?
Yeah.
And they did that. They lost to San Jose. They went down to Florida and got a win.
Reigning Stanley Cup champions on the road.
Yeah. And then it was the road trip that was that first win, and then it was three losses in a row.
Ugly.
Where they just, yeah, they couldn't find a way to put the puck in the net. They weren't getting shots. It just, I mean, they got outscored, 11-3 in those three games. How are they going to respond? And they did at home, but then I asked the question last week, how are they going to respond when they go on this West Coast trip? And it's been three wins in a row, and they've got Seattle, tomorrow night. Yeah. So it's, and they took care of Seattle at home back in January. That's where I wanted to see if this are the results enough to be trustworthy. And if you not everything is going to be sunshine and roses.
They're going to lose.
Yeah. Even though your overreaction was they weren't. We all know that was a little bit facetious, but they're a team that has been able to respond, a coaching staff that has been able to respond, a coaching staff that has been able to tinker to motivate and get guys to do what they need them to do to win hockey games.
Yeah, so many guys have taken their game to the next level. Raymond continues to take this next step in his career.
The quiet star no one's talking about.
Exactly. Larkin, so much weight was on this guy's shoulders. I think just by everybody kind of stepping up and taking some of off of his shoulders, he's played some really good hockey. The Edmonton game last Thursday, he won 24 faceoffs, and he scored a goal, and he was a shootout winner. They've got everything humming, and you're right. They may lose to Seattle. I mean, this is a long road trip. They played 3 and 4 nights. They were kind of on fumes last night and still stole one. And they may lose to Seattle at the end of this road trip. You know, I don't know that they're going to win every single game as much as I joked about it. They also have a big layoff coming up, which will be the next thing, where that may cool down the hottest team in hockey, and you're going to have to build it back up. It's not going to come easy. This East is log jammed. It could be any number of teams that, I mean, you're in right now, but it could be four or five other teams that buy or add or get hot that you're going to have to fight tooth and nail to the finish line.
Well, and here's what I want for this week. Because it seems like there's so much of the season left and so much can happen. And we know what happened last year leading up to the 2-week break. Two games left. Tuesday at Seattle, at home against Tampa on Saturday. Then they go on a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
Just at a minimum. Split the difference.
Yep,
that's it. We would all love to see them be 2-0 this week, which would put them at 8 wins going into the break. That is ideal. At a minimum, split the difference and keep some momentum going into the break.
Yeah, because if you lose the last game of the road trip, but you win the home game and you go, all right, boys.
Yep.
See you in 2.
Yeah.
Or if you beat Seattle and you win through Western Canada, but you know what? You're just kind of, hey, you drop that one right before the break. All right, hey, no big deal. And on a loss, and now we can reset and regroup.
Yeah,
and
you get 2 weeks because the final push is going to be, hey, it is everything you got. Final push. You get 2 weeks to be able to somewhat rest up and tinker with things a little bit more so that you can make that playoff push.
I do think it's different. I said in our little prep email yesterday, my 51, you know, 51 or 49 or whichever way, I think they're making the playoffs. And I it might be more than 51 real soon. The thing is that it's more than the coach bump now.
Yep.
That you had your little swoon there with the 3-game losing streak, but you've bounced back. He's got them playing different. They have the most points in hockey since he replaced Lalonde. There's enough sample size now. It's over a month. They've given up 9 goals in a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, I think someone...
I mean, that's where things are different.
So someone will point out that they can't stay this hot, and that person is right. But they don't have to be the best team in hockey the rest of the way.
Because they've gotten themselves back there so fast and accelerated to a point where they're a point behind the Senators for third place in the division, which means they're a point behind facing the Toronto Maple Leafs in a 7-game series.
Would love that.
That would be unbelievable.
Facing Toronto in the playoffs.
Want to get you a little aroused this morning? Think about that. Chew on that. They're 1 point away from playing the Toronto Maple Leafs in a 7-game series.
Careful, you say that with my partner here. He's such a Wings guy. He might.
I can't stand up right now.
We could get the Toronto train going, right? Like we had the Lions to New Orleans. Right. We'd get the Toronto train. The train's a big thing going back and forth.
Uh-huh. It'd be great.
Fans hopefully they'll allow us in.
God, yeah. Booing each other's anthems. More on that later. Got to get there first. 248-539-9797. It's a great question. The Wings keep winning. How far will they go? I started looking up the 2019 Blues last night to tell you just how excited I've been getting about this. But seriously, last year they did this to us and they missed. Do you feel like it's different? How far will they go? Tell us your reasons. It's next. It's 97.1.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.